Welcome back to the programme. In the next 2 hours, one of you is going to be the owner of a brand new Renault Symbios. It's going to be given away today. There are still tickets available, by the way. You can get onto our website, highlandradio.com, or you can give us a call on 07491 25000. Tickets are €15 for one, five for 50. The lines close at 11:15. So if you want to be in that draw, maybe you are already, which is great. Your number's in there. But if you want to be in that draw, please get in touch with us before 11:15, as the draw takes place after 11:30. And the car will be given to someone today, and they'll be the new owner from on the registration from the 1st of January, which is excellent, because you want a brand new car on brand new plates, don't you? So that's the brand new Renault Symbios to be given away today between 11:30 and 12. All very exciting. Amelia McKeever is with me in Convoy. Amelia, how are you? Sorry, one second, Amelia. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm
okay.
Right. Have you a wee dose on you? Is it the flu that's going around? Or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been at me now for a couple of weeks, Greg. So I'm a carer in the community, so I don't know if I picked up sun or I don't know. The kids probably give it to me.
Well, I think
I blame them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, being a mum and being a carer in the community, I mean, you're pretty much pretty exposed, aren't you?
Yes, okay. I am. Yeah,
so what's the story then? Are you going to have a quiet Christmas then, so we'll just get through it? And
yeah, just very quiet, taking it easy.
All right, okay. Well, listen, I'm going to play a bit of a song, right? And we're going to see if we can win you something that you can enjoy in the new year. How's that?
Lovely.
Right, so let's see. This perfect. We'll go with an easy one, right? I think it's easy. Let's see if you can recognise this track. It's Christmas time.
Yeah, it's Christmas time.
Yes, so who sings it?
Oh, Greg.
No, well, this is it. No, don't you worry about it, right? So say, for instance, you cut your finger and you had to put something around it. It's not a plaster. It's called something else, isn't it?
Bandage.
Hey, well, if you as a carer didn't know that, I'd be worried. Well done to you. So I've randomised these prizes. So it's one to six. So if you pick a number between one and six, I can tell you what you've won.
Four, please.
Four. Oh, wow. Okay. This is well worth getting better for. You've won Sunday lunch for two adults and two children in the beautiful Harvey's Point Hotel in Loch Esk. How's about that?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't that
Greg,
a goodie?
I'll definitely look forward to that when I'm better. Thank you so
excellent.
Much.
Excellent. That's a real treat. Have you been down there before?
Oh, lovely.
Right, okay. Noel and
no,
the crew.
No, no.
Well, you're in for a real treat. You're in for an absolute. The food's lovely, the setting's lovely, and it's for two adults, two children, or any combination thereof. It depends on whatever way it works.
I've always wanted to go.
Well, thanks to Noel and Eamon and the crew down there, you're going, and you'll be treated like the queen that you are. Thank you for all that you do throughout the year, caring in the community, and I really do hope you're up
Thank
and
you so much,
at it really
Happy
soon.
Christmas
Happy
you.
Christmas to you too. Look after yourself. I've got Turlough Gallagher with me now. Hi, Turlough.
Hi, how are you?
I don't think I'm as good as you are. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can, yes.
Right, so you're from Burton Port, but you're not in Burton Port at the moment, are you?
No, I'm in Benidorm at the moment.
You're greedy, aren't you?
Laughing it up.
All right, okay, what time's the first lemonade at?
Oh, that's past. You've missed that one.
All right, Turlough, come here. Let's see if we can. Let's see if we can win you a prize. I think we are right. I think we're gonna sort you out. Let's see. Can you recognise this song? And if you can't, I'll help you out. Dun dun dun! Come on, Turlough, you know it.
Uh-huh.
What is it called?
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I haven't a clue.
Well,
give us another one.
Okay, no, I can't give you another one, but we'll help you out here, right? So, if you really liked Christmas, you wouldn't just want it to be on Christmas, you'd want it to be 365 days a year. How would you express that as a song title?
Christmas every day.
Yes, it is. I wish it could be Christmas every day by Wizard. You're a brain box, you are, Turlough. I don't know what they put in the beer over there. Right, pick a number between one and six, but four is gone, my friend.
Three, please.
Three. Let's see what you have won. You, oh, wow, this is another cracker. A three-course meal for two in Farr's Restaurant at the Villa Rose Hotel and Spa in Ballybuffet. How's about that?
Yeah.
Well done to you. That is a real treat, actually. And come here, what's the weather like over there at the moment?
Past few days pretty bad, but it's picked up. It's beautiful today.
And are you spending Christmas? Are you spending Christmas Day over there as well?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Luminel, that sounds fantastic. I am genuinely jealous. By the way, I'm just going to say it. There's no point pretending not. That sounds absolutely lovely. Well done to you, Turlock. Thanks for listening. Thanks for entering. Okay, don't rub it in, you bugger. I gave you the answer to win you the prize. Good luck to you. All right, thanks very much indeed. We've got four cracking prizes still to give away. Do we have time for people to enter still? Yep. Text or WhatsApp. Oh, I've dropped that. You're going to have to grab that from me, Caroline. Text or WhatsApp 086 60 25,000 and tell us where you are from. Sorry, Caroline. That's line three, is it? Let's see who's there. It is Raymond Hegarty. Hi, Raymond.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's the story?
Not a story, Greg. You're stuck in traffic.
Where are you, out of interest?
I'm not the kid, I hear you.
And come here, have you all your Christmas shopping done, Raymond?
Yeah, everything done, Greg, yeah.
Okay, very good. So there's no one listening to this who's expecting something from you that will be disappointed?
No.
You don't sound confident, but anyway, come here. Who does the cooking in your house?
I'm myself, Greg.
Do you? Good man stuff. And you're going to have turkey?
Yeah. Turkey, yeah.
Very good. All right. And all the trimmings, of course. Right, let's see if we can get your wee prize to boost your Christmas up a little bit. Let's see. Do you recognise this? Do you recognise, where is it, this song? Well done, Raymond. I don't need to give you any hints, do I? Right, okay, let's see. Pick a number. 6, 2, 5 or 1, or 1, 5, 2 or 6, whichever you want. Which number?
Give us number 6, Greg, please.
Number 6, you've a €25 voucher for Century Cinemas, Letterkenny. Well done to you. Have a fantastic Christmas, Raymond. We really appreciate you calling in. God bless you. Love to you and yours.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll have more prizes to give away after we take a break. Welcome back. Caller says, I love this time of year. Kindness is all around us and everyone is in good spirit. Can I wish you and all at Highland Radio a very happy Christmas and looking forward to hearing you in 2026. That comes in from Ruth. And Ruth, we're looking forward to the Greg Hughes Show launching on the 5th of January. Right, great friends of Highland Radio are Karen Kelly and Simon McCafferty. Collectively, they are, of course, Without Willow. Good morning. How are you getting on, Karen?
Hello. Very good. Thank you for having us.
Very good stuff. Are you busy over Christmas?
We're kept going. We're playing in Ancoats and Arnold's this weekend. So if you're still in the mood for heading out, that's where we'll be.
Well, we're only getting in the mood. What are you on about? It's all right.
This is after Christmas.
Yeah, well, sure, that's when the crack starts, isn't it? Simon, how is 2025 for you?
Good. Very busy.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. Doing a bit of touring and everything, so.
Good, which is fun, isn't it?
It is, actually. Thoroughly enjoyed it this year, so.
Very good, that's nice. Karen, are you as enthusiastic? Did you really enjoy 2025 as well?
We're breaking up.
Okay, you heard it here first. That's what we're all good, happy Christmas exclusives. Well, before you break up, will you perform a couple of songs for us?
I know.
Should we do The Pretenders first, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Without Willow, Karen Kelly, Simon McCafferty, and this is their take on the classic Pretenders track, 2,000 Miles.
He's gone 2,000 miles. It's very far. The snow's falling down. It
gets colder day by day. I miss you. And the children were singing, he'll be back at Christmas time. And these frozen and silent nights, sometimes in a dream, you appear outside under the purple sky. Time burns in the snow, sparkle. Our hearts were singing, it felt like Christmas time. Two thousand miles is very far through the snow, and I'll think of you wherever you go. He's gone 2,000 miles. It's very the snow's falling down, gets colder day by day. I miss you. I can hear people singing, it must be Christmas time. I can hear people singing, it must be Christmas time.
Lovely stuff. Simon, you played down 2025 a little bit, though, didn't you? I mean, you did your first headline tour, didn't you? And then the single you released, Loved You Last, was very well received. So it's been a good year, hasn't it? Is there a tour planned or in the works for 26, or was that a one and done, or what do you think?
There is actually another one. So at the moment, we've got the Courthouse on the 25th of April in Lifford, and then Ghostlight Sessions on the 30th of April. We're actually going to be in the Galway Folk Festival in June. Belfast, we're going to be in Sunflower on the 25th of June, and then the Aslan Festival on the 31st of July.
Wow, so that's already like some really good stuff to look forward to in 26.
So we're trying to push for more as well. So
yeah. And Karen, did you write that song about Simon?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Love You Lost, last, no?
So we wrote that shortly after Simon got engaged.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said, did you write it like for him?
Oh, my God. Not, what do you think? I'm trying to really break you up. No.
Greg, there's a delay.
You were inspired by Simon's private life to write this song, right?
Well, I only write sad love songs. Yeah.
Okay, very good. And that's all still out there. And you can check out all the usual places. Search Without Willow. They are all over the internet, social media. You can find the music wherever you'd expect to find their music. And Chris Rea, I don't know, somewhat ironically, I suppose, passed away, or his death was announced yesterday. And we're going to hear you do his your version of his Driving Home for Christmas, which is just one of those standards now. And
absolutely.
It brings on, I suppose, a little bit more of an importance, I suppose, just days after his passing. So whenever you're ready, Without Willow, and this is Driving Home for Christmas.
driving over Christmas Hill. I can't wait to see their faces. Driving over Christmas Hill. Well, I'm moving on down the line. Well, it's been so long, but I will be there and sing this song. Pass away the time, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. Top to toe and tail light, I got red lights all around. Soon will be the highway, get my feet and hold the ground. So I'll sing for you, though you can't hear me when I pass through. I can feel you near me, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. Look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Oh, driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas.
That's absolutely lovely, Simon. Thank you very much, Karen and Simon, without Willow. Enjoy your Christmas. Where did you say you were playing over Christmas again, just to remind listeners, Karen, you said?
So we're in Arnold's Hotel this Saturday and the Kirch on Sunday.
Brilliant. Two lovely venues, actually, as well. Thank you so very much indeed. Without Willow there. Okay, we have more great music on the way. Matthew Crampsey is going to be joining me really shortly. Just to remind you, though, that we have the 45-minute countdown here for a brand new Renault Symbios. It's going to be given away today. It's worth over €35,000. Somebody is going to get the keys quite literally today if they want. It's going to be registered for you on the 1st of January. It's the culmination of our big cash and car draw, and it's the grand prize, a brand new Renault Symbios. Lines close at 11:15. If you haven't got your ticket already and you think you want, well, get on it right now. Give us a call here at the radio station, 07491 25000. We'll ensure that your name is in the draw drum. Or you can go onto our website, highlandradio.com. You don't have to answer the phone or anything, by the way. We will draw a number from the Trombola, which is in front of me here. And whomever comes out, they've won the car. You don't have to answer your phone. There's no three or four rings or any questions that you have to answer. The car will simply be yours. That's all coming up between now and 12. And Mr. Daniel O'Donnell's going to be with us as well. Looking forward to a conversation with him. But before all that, Matthew Crampsey will be with me in just a couple of moments. Right, welcome back in studio with me. It is Matthew Crampsey. We couldn't do a sort of a Christmas week without having you in. How's life, Matthew?
Greg, all's very well. Hey,
you're
thank
always
you
smiling very... anyway. You enjoy what you do, don't you?
I do. I love it. Thank you very much for having me on. I was in Navan last night and didn't get home to have two, but it's this time of year. This is the... like a squirrel with a nut, you have to gather as many nuts as you can and do as many gigs
exactly.
as you can.
Exactly. So. And you're in Tulnery, current on St. Stephen's Night, stroke boxing night.
Yes.
O'Flaherty's the 27th, and Uptown and Skilling then on the 28th.
Yes, so we launched the two-piece there on the 19th of December, myself and James. We sold out McGrory's, which is a big one for me. I did it last year as well, but this year I didn't run the gig, so I didn't know it was sold out until after.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw the numbers, and I was like, oh, we actually sold it out, so... that was great. So the two pieces kind of taken off for next year. We were in Navan last night. We were on with the Whistling Donkeys, all hooked up. Johnny Brady was there, Chantel Padden, loads of...
And what does it add to it, Matthew, from your perspective, the two piece? Is it just a bit more oomph?
There's more oomph of it. And, like, you know, having an instrument that can play a melody is really, really a big thing. Like, there's loads and loads
What's he playing, sorry?
He's playing a fiddle or violin.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
So, like, I think, you know, you see loads and loads of two pieces that are, you know, maybe keyboard and guitar or, like, another one's acoustic guitar and banjo is a big thing. But I've known James, obviously, for so long. We've just gigged together. We just know each other. Like, I can just make a decision in my head and don't even have to tell him.
He's following you.
And he's right there. So yeah. We just did it, you know, we just started it and it just went crazy. Like, the bookings for next year were nearly fully booked. So between my own stuff and then the stuff with him, and then obviously we're planning on, I'm releasing a lot of music next year of about 10 or 11 tracks. So you will be fed up hearing from me.
Yeah, but you obviously have to pay the bills, right?
Aye.
Okay, so it gives you the opportunity to do both. You're doing, it's in the same space that you love, right?
Exactly,
so
yeah.
You're paying the bills, but you also have the control whereby you can do, you know, the stuff that you want to do as well.
100%. Like this year, this summer now will be 16 years, you know, I've been playing music professionally. Inverted commas.
Well, so you're making a living out of it.
Aye, but it's, you know, it's something I'm very, very grateful for. And don't get me wrong, there are nights where you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like everything, isn't it? Yeah.
I'd love to do something else. But especially this time of year, seeing everybody home and everybody in good spirits and everybody in great form, it makes it very, very
And also, too, when there's two of you as well, those nights whereby it's like, right, okay, I'm not feeling this 100%. You've got someone else to sort of big it up a little
exactly.
bit.
Well, it's funny because James is based in Wexford, so even still, like, a lot of the driving we do is separate, but it's just great to land there and see, you know, the amount of times, like, in my life that I've landed to a venue, not know anybody in it, going and, you know, nervously quit to the manager or whatever, and then you're like, hey, where do you want me to set up?
I used to do a bit of the mobile discos as well, way back in the day, and you set up, and it's not a bad crowd, it's the first song, and next thing you know, you start seeing empty seats. It's just the cycle of people's nights out sometimes, right?
Oh,
but when you're on your own, it's like you feel on your own.
Oh, 100%. Like, you know? I was playing during the week there, and this is brilliant. Two fellas walked in, and I was setting up, and they asked the barwoman, is this fella any good? And she said, I don't know, I've never heard of him. And they said, oh, we're not going to take the chance. And they just turned and left. And I was like, well, that's what you have.
I'm all for her being honest, but she could have fucking back to you.
Sure, look, she didn't know. She didn't lie. She just said, she was like, hey, I've never seen him play. So she...
All right, okay. Come here, you're going to do two for us, right?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to do first? Do you want to do the Food for Thought first or Santa Baby first?
Well, I'll do Santa Baby because I'm not 100% in the word, so I'll sell him in
there. What? Again, this is like the barmaid. You didn't need to tell us that. Right?
No, exactly. So,
you have to. You know what I mean? All right, then, come here. This is quite literally his version of Santa Baby, Matthew Crampsey, because he might actually put special words in that aren't in there. All right, whenever you're ready, Matthew.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue, I'll wait up for you, boo, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the girls that I could have kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lie. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. And Santa baby, a little thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I missed. Think of all the girls that I could have kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. No, I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry
the chimney tonight.
It sounded like all the words were there.
There you go.
They were, weren't they?
I think so.
Come here, you live stream on TikTok a few of your gigs. I'm not sure how many of them you do.
Yeah.
What's that brought to the party? What's the? I mean, obviously, it's getting you out there, but what has been the net effect of that?
It's crazy. You know, we had a great chat about this last night. TikTok is phenomenal. Its algorithm is different from other social media. So there's a thing called content fatigue.
Yeah.
People are fed up saying, but TikTok doesn't show you stuff that you'll notice it. You mightn't see someone that you followed for months and then you'll see their videos. But like I started, you had to have 1,000 followers to go live on TikTok. So I drudged through and I got 1,000 followers, but I grew from 1,000, have 31,000 now.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
But only from doing the lives.
Yeah. You know,
just from doing the lives, people join in, and like there's people from all over America, Australia, Germany, Canada, and they're all just in chatting, you know, and asking. It's amazing how far the love for the Irish goes around the world.
Like it is, and as you say, it's the only place to be really for what you're doing.
Yeah.
TikTok, it can sense when you start getting bored of something, and it'll just switch you on to the next thing you show any interest on.
Yeah.
If you engage someone, they're going to get to see you again. It's really, really, really effective like that, isn't it?
It's phenomenal. And see, for growth, see, like even I noticed this year, my Spotify growth from the songs that I'd released all year. Like I released a wedding song. It's called On Our Wedding Day for anybody that wants to check it out. But obviously, you know, people are going on TikTok looking for music for their wedding day, and mine's just nail on the head, On Our Wedding Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So suddenly, like South Africa, and then I had a guy messaging me from Sweden, who asked me, did I have the sheet music for it?
Well, wow.
Because he was playing it.
And you're cross-seeding as well, aren't you, from TikTok over to Spotify?
Exactly.
And vice versa.
People find you in one and find you in the other. So, but it's funny, TikTok, the people that are on TikTok are really, really loyal, because when you come off TikTok, they follow you there, they follow you on Facebook, and they follow you on Instagram. So you're growing across all three.
But that's because they like what they're seeing.
I hope so, yeah.
Well, obviously, I mean, I know it's all good to be modest, but the bottom line is that you're making it so. If you want to catch Matthew over Christmas, he's in Tulnery, Carn Donagh on St. Stephen's Night, Boxing Night, the 27th of December, O'Flaherty's in Buncrana. And then if you're in and around Letterkenny, Pat's Bar, the 28th.
That's an Enniskillen.
What did I say?
Letterkenny.
Sorry, I'm looking at Letterkenny.
And
the reason I said if in and around is because I was looking at saying that's not directly in our area. But anyway, there you go. That's what happens when you drink coffee, no water, and have no breakfast. Right, Matthew, we'll play with Food for Thought. Yeah. Talk to me about this
just,
track. Yeah, no, do whatever you
can
want.
Can I plug for Dad as well? Just I want people to remember that he has a gig on New Year's Eve in St Mary's Hall in Muff. For kind of the older generation, anybody that might not feel comfortable being in a pub, but they don't want to be. He doesn't want people to be alone on New Year's Eve.
Nice.
So it's going to be on from 9:30 to 12:30, so they can ring in the new year there. So that's just for people to know. This song here is kind of about that kind of thing. This is a song called Food for Thought. I've always loved that expression. I didn't understand what it meant for a long time, and then it dawned on me. And I think this time of year, we're so focused on food, and we're so focused on how many presents we have and all that stuff, and sometimes it's better to think about, you know, those that don't have it, or what the song kind of explains what it's about anyway. But,
yeah, no, I know where you're coming from though. It's more just than the material things, isn't
it? Exactly. And you just sometimes they always say you don't know what you've got until it's gone, but sometimes you don't know what you haven't got until somebody else has it.
Exactly. And, okay, good stuff. All right, this is Matthew Crampsey and Food for Thought.
Christmas trees and fairy lights, coffee cups and cozy nights, the thought of always doing right and spreading Christmas cheer. Handmade scarves and woolly coats, Christmas songs and Rudolph's nose, there's always hope that we'll have snow around this time of year. But there are those that can't afford the luxury putting presents underneath the tree. So when you're sitting at the dinner table, telling jokes and trading fables, looking at the children play with the presents that they've got, Take a moment and remember, for some this is a hard December. They'd give anything for just a taste of what you've got. I know it might be hard to swallow. What you do today could change tomorrow. Skip dessert and save some room for a little food for thought. Endless lines at the grocery store, wall to wall and door to door. Buy enough and then buy more in fear that you'll run out. You cook the turkey perfectly, all is as it's meant to be. And we've all had enough to eat, it's a shame to throw this out. When there are those that can't afford the luxury of knowing how or when they're gonna eat. So when you're sitting at the dinner table, telling jokes and trading fables, counting up the cost of all the food and drink you've got, take a moment and remember, for some this is a cold December. They'd give anything for just a taste of what you've got. I know this might be hard to swallow. What you do today could change tomorrow. Skip dessert and save some room for a little food for thought. It's so easy to lose sight of what's important on the way. But some would trade it all if it meant just another day. So when you're sitting at the dinner table, telling jokes and trading fables, give thanks for what you have and be glad of what you don't. Take a moment and remember, for some this is their last December. And they'd give anything for just a taste of what you've got. I know this might be hard to swallow. What you do today could change tomorrow. Skip dessert and save some room for a little food for thought.
Excellent stuff, Matthew. And your dad's gig again, because I think that's a really important one, because, as I say, for many different reasons, people want to celebrate, but not necessarily be in a pub environment, but also not to be on their own. So
exactly. So that's 9:30 to 12:30 in St Mary's Hall in Muff on New Year's Eve.
Brilliant. Okay, fantastic stuff. Matthew, thank you so much. We'll look forward to chatting to you in 26.
Greg, thank you very much for having me on, and thanks to Hayland as well for their support all year. Thank you very
much. Back after the break. With us next, the Letterkenny University Hospital Choir. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Hello there.
Anne Winnie is the choir coordinator. Hi, Winnie.
Good morning.
Is it Fell?
Yes, Fell.
Fell. Winnie Fell.
With an E on the end.
Of course, indeed. Well, this is radio, so we can just... Felly. You have... it's a 25-member choir, isn't that right?
And we've sometimes a bit more than that and sometimes less than that.
It's a movable feast. And how many of us do we have today?
12.
Excellent.
And I'm the
stuff.
Unlucky 13.
Not quite. And when do you perform ordinarily? I'd say you've been doing quite a bit over this Christmas period. When and where, Winnie?
Well, we mainly do it for the hospital if there's any services that, you know, memorial services that we do. And that's usually, well, it could be any time during the year. We also, can I take this off because
of course
I can hear
you
myself?
Can. No problem.
Yeah, we also do the hospice service, and that's an annual event and usually takes place in September, sometimes in June. And then for Christmas, we really start only around October. We kind of get together and have a good few practices. And then this year we did a carol service in the hospital, which should have taken place on the 9th of December, but that was the storm. So consequently, it was delayed. And we did it on the 16th.
And so do you
Tuesday
get to
the 16th. Sorry.
No, that's okay. We'll sort that out. I was just going to ask you before we hear, do you rehearse regularly, or do you sort of ramp up rehearsals before you're going to be doing a performance?
We rehearse regularly because we, like, Well, at the beginning of the year, we were rehearsing because we were doing, we were participating in the Relay for Life show, which took place in May. And so we were, did rehearse quite a lot for that. But since then, we didn't meet up until October this year.
Mm. Okay, so we've done enough conversing. Shall we listen to Bambino, perhaps?
Well, or, I was going to do that as the second one.
So the Magnificat?
The Magnificat.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
It's a favourite of ours.
Well, then I look forward to it. Let's see if it can be a favourite of all of ours. Whenever you're ready, Winnie.
Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. That was Letterkenny University Hospital Choir. And we're going to hear more from the choir after the news at 11 o'clock because we don't want to rush it. It's such a beautiful sound. So please, Winnie Fell and the rest of the choir, please stay with us because I want to take a break for the news. Just to let you know, though, by the way, that we have just 17 minutes for you to enter our car draw. One of you is going to be winning a brand new car, a Renault Symbios worth over €35,000. The lines close at 11:15. The winning ticket may not be sold yet. It will go into the draw drum and they will all be mixed up. Doesn't matter how long that ticket's been sitting in there. Everyone's got an equal chance. It's an open draw. 07491 25,000 if you want to make sure you're in it.